This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Waiting for the storm. Millions of people in parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and the far western part of the Florida Panhandle are gonna get walloped by a powerful tropical storm. The National Hurricane Center's John Cangelosi.
Those areas could see tropical storm force winds. The bigger impact, though, will be the heavy rains in that zone, where you could see 4 to 8 inches of rain and even some isolated maximums near about a foot of rain.
On the West Coast, it's the unrelenting heat that's a problem. Mitchell Allen lives in Lancaster, California, in Los Angeles County. And when he spoke to ABC 7 Los Angeles, it was pretty hot.
109 right now in Lancaster. Supposed to get to 111.
Temperature could get as high as 116 today in Palm Springs, 117 in Phoenix. Many Americans are relaxing precautions taken during the COVID pandemic and beginning to resume everyday activities, even as some worry that coronavirus-related restrictions were lifted too quickly. That's according to a new poll from the AP-NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. There's a push on Capitol Hill to learn more about the pandemic. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
Two senators, one Democrat and one Republican, have introduced a bill to establish a national commission to investigate the coronavirus outbreak that's killed more than 600,000 Americans. Senators Bob Menendez and Susan Collins say the pandemic's death toll is more than 200 times that of the 9/11 attacks, but Congress has yet to establish that type of blue ribbon commission to investigate vulnerabilities in public health and issue guidance on how to better prepare for the future.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports now on the latest state to drop permit rules for guns, Texas.
It means you can carry a gun in Texas without getting a background check or training. Governor Greg Abbott says it's about freedom and self-defense. He connected it to the fight with the Biden administration over the flow of migrants across the Mexico border.
There is a need for people to have a weapon to defend themselves.
Abbott says this goes against the federal narrative.
The government officials are saying, heck yes, government is coming to take your guns. Texas will not let that happen.
The leader of the group Students Demand Action says this callous and reckless bill is an insult to every Texan who has been affected by gun violence. I'm Ed Donahue.
As we begin the weekend, gas is $3.07 a gallon, up 3 cents from a month ago, says the AAA. A year ago, gas was $2.11 a gallon. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.